What's up, everybody? I'm your host, Nick Sanchez. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Reel It In, episode 4. I am very excited to be back. I know we've been gone for a little bit, and I want to thank you guys for coming in and you know, being back with us, and hopefully we can get this podcast back off the ground. Our last episode was on Captain Marvel, and again, you know, I just want to say thank you so much for being here and giving us another chance, and hopefully we can get some regular content and some episodes out the door for you guys to enjoy. This episode is going to be a little bit different. It's just going to be me as your sole host. My other hosts are currently busy doing weekend things, and I really wanted to get an episode out there because there has been something on my mind as far as the movies or as new movies that have come out that I really just wanted to kind of get out there and get some opinions on from you guys, but also get my opinions out there as well. That being said, this episode is going to be our first pinned up episode or versus episode, as you might want to call it. And it's going to be against two movies that have been that were part of the summer movie putouts or releases. And they were both Disney movies. And it's going to be Toy Story 4 versus The Lion King live action. Now, these two movies in previous episodes, I think it was Captain Marvel. These two movies, myself and Joey, one of the other hosts on the show, he stated that Toy Story 4 was going to beat Avengers Endgame in regards to opening weekend revenue. My prediction was live action or Lion King live action that would have any chance of beating Endgame for opening weekend revenue. Now, this again is opening weekend revenue, not gross revenue. Obviously, we probably, if you haven't heard, Avengers Endgame is now the number one highest grossing movie of all time. It surpassed Avatar, and which is $2+ billion in revenue. So Endgame really just crushed it as far as gross revenue. Now, opening weekend, that gap is a little bit closed, a little bit more closed, but it's still kind of, Endgame still kind of, you know, crushed it. So that being said, let's just get out some numbers. Opening weekend, we have Toy Story 4 releasing on June 21st, I believe, late June. Their opening weekend numbers was roughly at 195.9 million. Lion King live action came in opening weekend of July 19th weekend with 256.2 million. Now, Toy Story, as well as Lion King, the following weekend end up being the highest grossing movies of that weekend as well. So they had a couple of weekends as the highest grossing movies at the box office. So good for them. But as far as opening weekend revenues, Lion King live action, as my prediction was going to do better than Toy Story 4. And that was the case. So now, kind of talking about or getting into the movies. If you haven't seen either of the movies, well, I apologize. Those are the movies that we're going to be talking about. If you've seen one or the other or both, that's great. I can give you a little bit of information on both. So this is what I'm going to say about these two movies. Both movies are good. One is actually, I'm going to rephrase that. One movie is actually really good, and one movie is just good. And before I say which movie I like more, I just wanted to get some thoughts out there about the movies themselves. So obviously, Toy Story 4, we have the fourth movie of a storyline that has been created way back when. Kids or people that are my age, we are obviously more aware of Toy Story and where it began and you know, where it originated from. And so we are very much more attached to these characters than, say, I don't know, like a 10-year-old, so to speak. So this movie, I think, it obviously did really well. And I think it was because of those fans from when we were kids, you know, growing up with Toy Story, just seeing this story develop. And it really is a story, you know. It started with the main character base with Andy, and now it's with Bonnie as a little girl, and it's kind of almost a full circle. But, you know, this movie is really, it's Disney-esque, right? It's Pixar. It still has that homey feeling that we've known since Toy Story, the first Toy Story. Lion King live action. Obviously, people argue that this is not different, right? It's not anything new, so to speak. But it is different. It's different in the sense that, I mean, the whole point of it is live action. It's taking the animation and making it look real. And to my, you know, for me, I feel like that is new, that is different. And to see the technology that we have to bring animation movies that we know and love and you know, are close to our hearts to life, to where it looks like a real life lion, to where it looks like a real life warthog and meerkat and all of these favorite characters that we know and love. It's amazing. I think it's great. You know, I'm all in for these Disney live action remakes. I think Mulan looks great. A lot of people don't because of certain characters that will not be in the live action movie. For me, it wasn't about the characters. It was about the story. It was about what Disney was trying to get across. And, you know, yes, we will miss Eddie Murphy. And, it, you know, in the Cricket was also another, you know, game changer in regards to the Mulan movie. But it's more about Mulan. It's more about the story of Mulan. And I think what they're doing with this movie when they're making it live action is sticking to an actual folktale instead of deviating it and making it animation Disney. They're trying to stick more towards the roots of this actual folktale, this real life folktale of Mulan. So, and I mean, that's a business. That is a business technique, right? I mean, they want to cater to all the world. And apparently the animation Mulan was very sort of, so to speak, disrespectful, even though it still is a classic, but apparently it was disrespectful in the Asian countries. So they're really trying to make this movie work for everyone around the world. And you know, I'm okay with that. I think, you know, not only now is it really going to be new in the sense that it's live action, but it's going to be new because there aren't going to be the characters that we see in the animation in this new movie. So that's going to be really cool. But in a sense, going back to Lion King, CGI in this movie, I think it makes it look new. I think it makes it look really, really good. You know, the scenery, just the way the movie looks is fantastic. So that being said, I'm going to dive down a little bit more into these movies. But the movie, I think, in this head-to-head competition, Toy Story 4 versus The Lion King live action, I was all for Lion King live action. I knew it was going to do better than Toy Story 4 in the opening weekend box office, and it did. However, that being said, you could probably already know which movie I think is really good and which one is good. I think Toy Story 4 is a really good movie. And by really, I mean like really good. And Lion King live action, I thought was just good. So I guess in this head-to-head versus wise, for me personally, I think Toy Story 4 would win. I think Toy Story 4 was a better movie. I thought the plot was obviously, it was new, it was different, it was fresh. And, you know, we got to introduce some new characters. And I thought it was just an all-around fantastically. It was all around a great movie. Lion King live action, obviously, it's the same plot that we, you know and love. You know, Simba's or Mufasa is an admired king of the Pride Lands, and, you know, his brother Scar is not the greatest person or animal or, you know. So we get the same thing, however, in a new light, right? In a new vision. The thing with Lion King live action, and I'm going to get not spoilery, but kind of spoilery, is the first half of the movie, it really, really seems rushed. For me, I remember sitting in the theater, and I kind of was like, I was uncomfortable in a sense, and it was weird. It's a weird feeling, and I don't know if anybody else out there had this feeling when you were watching the movie, but when I'm watching an animation film, I feel like I get a lot of comfort in the first half of the movie with Simba being Simba, the young Simba, cub Simba, and the relationship that him and Nala have as cubs, and the relationship that him and Mufasa have as when he's a child. So in the animation, I feel like we get all of that, and we move fluidly into the stampede that ends up killing Mufasa, and then we move into Simba meeting Timon and Pumbaa, becoming or realizing who he is, kind of getting to know who he is, and then coming back in and ultimately dethroning Scar, who takes over after Mufasa's death. So in the animation, I think it really flows well, and I don't know what it necessarily is about the live-action movie. I don't know why I felt that way, but I think part of it was the voice acting. Now, everybody knows that Mufasa in the animation is James Earl Jones, and he sounded fantastic. He was the voice of Mufasa, and they brought him back for Mufasa now in the live action. And I thought that was a great move, but I don't know if it's because of the 20 plus year gap, 20, 25 year gap from the animation to now, that maybe because he's older, or, he's not really in the movie business right now. He's kind of edging on retirement, and it just didn't seem like he was fully 100% in it. And I think that really kind of portrayed in his character. Mufasa, it seemed like, he was very wise and very in the moment. But for whatever reason, James Earl Jones didn't really portray that. I don't think he really... I don't know. I think it was the voice acting. And so that the first part of the movie, Mufasa really kind of was wishy-washy for me. The other one is Scar. I didn't get 100% on board with Scar's voice. The songs were great. Be Prepared, which is one of the most iconic villain songs in Disney animation history, wasn't good. It was cringy. And so there were parts of this movie that I just was like, ugh. People didn't like one of the things I did like, people didn't like the fact that Timon and Pumbaa, when Simba and Nala are grown and they come back to dethrone Scar, right, to take back the Pride Lands, one of those scenes to get past the hyenas is Pumbaa and Timon being a distraction, essentially, right? And so, like, in the animation, they do the hula dance, they, put them on, like, a platter, he looks like a roasted pig, and the hyenas, like, go for it, and they run away. Well, in this one, obviously, it's live action, right? So they can't be as animated as they were in the animation. And people were angry that they took this scene out, that they took out the fact that a warthog and a meerkat dressed up in hula skirts and coconuts, didn't hula dance and make themselves look like fools. But I mean, it's live action. Like, you gotta remember, like, this is something that's really meant to try to look real. And so how they went about that, spoiler alert, if you haven't seen it, is Pumbaa is kind of like laying down, right, on the ground, similar to being on a platter looking like a roasted pig. But he's just laying on the ground, and Timon is on top, and they start singing the Be Our Guest beginning of the song. And me personally, they got through most of the entrance of that song, and then all of a sudden, you know, the hyenas chase them and they run away and they yell and scream. I busted out laughing. I thought it was fantastic. I thought the fact that they snuck in a little Beauty and the Beast there, I thought it was great. I thought that was very creative of them, and it didn't look too animated, right? It was all about the look, and so I thought they did a fantastic job. The viewing of this movie was beautiful. All of the scenery, the animals themselves, everything looked great. The opening scene I thought was fantastic with the little mouse. There's a little mouse that, if you haven't seen it, this is the very first scene. This is opening, so I'm not really spoiling anything. There's a little mouse that's kind of running around, and you cannot tell until they kind of get a little bit close up at towards the end. But you cannot tell that this mouse is real or CGI'd. I mean, that's how good this film really does look, you know, to the eye. You can't tell if that mouse is real or CGI'd. So I thought there were some really good things about this movie. I think this movie really showed where we can go, where the business is going as far as the CGI work, and, you know, what they are trying to portray to the audience is that the sky is the limit. You know, we can do so much more with the technology that we have now, to where we can take a fully animation animal movie from Disney and make it look like real animals are interacting that way. So I don't think Lion King live action can beat Toy Story 4 in a sense of being a better movie. It did better in the box office. However, I think it being the Lion King was really the way that it beat Toy Story 4. The name itself, I think, is what beat Toy Story 4. So although it did better, I don't think it was a better film. I thought it looked amazing. I thought the aesthetic of it was great. But something was off. I don't know if it was the characters. Some of the songs were just not hitting it for me. But it was The Lion King, right? And I only saw it once. So I don't know if maybe if I see it again, whether it comes on Redbox or maybe I decide to go and watch it in the dollar theater, discount theater, that maybe my view on the movie will change a little bit. But just watching it the first time, it made me feel a little weird. You know, I didn't really quite settle in, to the movie itself until Timon and Pumbaa kind of came into the picture, which was like halfway through the movie. So that's my take on live action, or the Lion King live action. Toy Story 4, who I think in this head-to-head wins this competition. Toy Story 4, obviously we have a new story, right? We have a storyline that has been created since the first Toy Story. We're no longer with Andy. We're with Bonnie. We've been with Bonnie since Toy Story 3. And, you know, this is something that, well, I guess technically since the end of Toy Story 3. But this movie, character-wise, story-wise, I was skeptical. I was skeptical based off of the trailer that these new characters were just not going to mesh well with the old characters that we've come to know and love, you know, Woody, Jesse, Buzz, Slink, you know, Slinky, all of these, you know, characters that we've known since we were kids. And, you know, they introduced the main new character in this movie is Forky. And Forky is legit a toy, quote unquote, that Bonnie makes in kindergarten. She takes a fork and a couple of like popsicle sticks, and she essentially makes this little toy, and his name is Forky, and it's all stuff that's made out of trash that Woody ends up putting on her desk because she's lonely and she's not really making friends in the first day of kindergarten. And, you know, so Woody sneaks into her backpack, goes to class with her, and ends up going to the trash, getting some materials, putting it on her desk, and she makes Forky. The kind of running gag with Forky throughout the movie is the fact that because he's made of trash, he thinks that his like a trash can is his home, and he always wants to be in the trash can. But Woody's like, no, you're a toy now, so you have to be like you have to be around Bonnie because you're the one toy that Bonnie is just really, really attached to right now. So it sounds kind of foolish, but you have to watch the movie if you haven't seen it. And if you have seen it, you know what I'm talking about. Just the whole dynamic of this movie was great. The villain character, so to speak, is a doll. Her name is Gabby Gabby. I think she's a wonderful fit to this plot. Everything seems to flow very, very well. The adventure that they go on, the road trip, everything about this movie I thought was just really, really thought out and really, really well planned. And, you know, it ended up being the better movie for me. I didn't think it was going to be. I thought Lion King live action was going to be just amazing because of the story and everything about it. But Toy Story 4 ended up being that movie for me when it comes to the Disney remakes for this summer. So Toy Story 4 wins it, takes the cake. It gives you a solid closure for what is possibly to come for Toy Story. I think they're not done making films. I think they left it in a place that they really can go multiple different ways with. They can either go the route Woody ends, I don't want to be too spoilery, but the route that Woody ends up going or the route that the other toys end up going. So I don't think that's too spoilery if you haven't seen it. If it is, I'm sorry. But go watch the movie, and it will explain throughout that movie what, you know, they're trying to go for. I think it's really trying to go for the fact that Woody is on a different plane than most of these toys are, in a different understanding of what being a toy means. And that's something that he fights with and battles with throughout the movie, is the fact that, you know, he doesn't really know what to do with himself if he doesn't belong to a kid. And so that's really kind of the focus, the behind the scenes focus of Woody throughout this movie. And I think the ending of the movie does a really, really a fantastic job of closing that, I guess, wonder or that speculation of what Woody is trying to do or trying to be or trying to figure out. And the ending was good. It was a great ending. I honestly almost shed a tear. Because, you know, this is a movie that I grew up with and that many of you grew up with. And, you know, to see it essentially come to the end in which they had come up with, I thought it was wholehearted. I thought it was very thought out. I thought that they really took a lot of care into the ending in which they decided to go with. And so I think knowing that and seeing it on screen playing out, you know, for the first time, I think there were a lot of emotions for a lot of people. You know, the group of friends that I went with, there were a couple of them that were actually on the same page I was. You know, they were almost about to cry. And I think it's because we invest ourselves into these movies growing up that it's hard to see them come essentially, quote unquote, to an end. But for me, I'm happy because of the journey that we were able to go on throughout these last, you know, the last decade, two decades. So it was a great movie. If you haven't seen Toy Story 4, go check it out. If you haven't seen Lion King live action, go check it out. I think it's worth a watch. Again, this is just my opinion. I think you could play very much love Lion King live action. But go tell us about it. If you disagree with the comments that I've made, go to our Twitter page. It's at Reel It In Podcast. Again, that's at Reel It In Podcast on Twitter. Follow us. Leave a comment. I will post the episode link there, as well as Snapchat, as well as Facebook. And, you know, go follow us. Give us a shout. Say, hey, let me know your views on the movie. You know, I definitely want to know your guys' opinion. Are you going and watching these movies? And really, you know, if you don't like them and I like them, tell me. You know, if I don't like them and you like them, tell me. Because I like to hear other people's opinions and see other people's thoughts on these types of movies or the movies that we see. Again, at Reel It In Podcast on Twitter. Go follow. And, I mean, that's it, guys. This head-to-head, Toy Story 4 versus Lion King live action. I think Toy Story 4 is a better movie. I think they won this versus match. However, I think Lion King live action is still a good movie, and you should still check it out if you haven't already. Thank you guys so much for joining in. I'm really trying to keep this one pretty short, pretty straight to the point. I wanted to get an episode out there and talk about these two movies, because these are movies that we had previously talked about on a previous episode in regards to what we thought was going to be a better movie. This is my opinion. My co-hosts possibly could have a different opinion, but I think most, for the most part, they would probably agree with me. But all right, guys, I appreciate you tuning in and coming over for episode 4, Toy Story 4 versus The Lion King. Thank you so much, and I hope to see you next time.